Chapter 4, The Damage We Don't See, Hurting Those Who Rely on Us. Veterans often return home from combat, changed in ways that are hard to see from the outside. The scars of war aren't always physical. They can settle deep inside, shaping how a veteran interacts with the world and the people closest to them. The need for control, emotional detachment, and the constant feeling of being on guard can create barriers between veterans and their loved ones. It's not intentional, but over time, these patterns of behavior can damage even the strongest relationships. The pain caused by this damage is often overlooked until it's too late. The need for control over connection. Many veterans come back from service feeling like they've lost control. In combat, every moment is about survival, and that requires being prepared for anything. Once back home, that need for control just doesn't disappear. Veterans often try to create order in their personal lives the same way they did in the field. They may want to control conversations, routines, and decisions at home because it gives them a sense of stability. But the same need for control can push people away. A spouse or partner may feel like their opinions don't matter, or that they're walking on eggshells to avoid conflict. Family members might start to feel like they don't have a voice, or that their needs are being ignored. Veterans may not realize that their desire for control, which feels like protection to them, feels like dominance or coldness to others. Over time, this leads to resentment and distance. Loved ones might start to feel like they're living with a stranger. A spouse might stop opening up because they fear the veteran's reaction. Children might stop asking questions because they sense tension in the home. What starts as an attempt to maintain order becomes a wall that separates the veteran from their family. Emotional detachment and its consequences. One of the most damaging patterns veterans fall into is emotional detachment. After witnessing trauma and loss, many veterans protect themselves by shutting down their emotions. Feeling too much can be dangerous when you've experienced life or death situations. Shutting down becomes a survival mechanism. But back home, emotional detachment sends the wrong message. A spouse or partner might interpret it as a lack of love or interest. Children might feel like their parent doesn't care about them. Friends might stop reaching out because the veteran seems distant or uninterested. It's not that the veteran doesn't care. It's that they've learned to survive by pushing emotions down. The problem is that relationships thrive on emotional connection. When that connection is lost, relationships weaken. A veteran might feel frustrated when a spouse says they feel unloved because, in their mind, they're showing love by keeping the household safe or providing financial support. But love isn't just about protection. It's about being present and emotionally available. A veteran who shuts down emotionally might avoid difficult conversations, thinking they are protecting their loved ones from the stress they are carrying. But instead of feeling protected, loved ones feel abandoned. The emotional gap grows wider, and both sides feel alone when they're sitting in the same room. Examples of how relationships crumble. The breakdown of a relationship isn't usually sudden. It happens slowly, over months or years, as patterns of control and emotional detachment settle in. A spouse might stop trying to connect after being shut down too many times. A partner might try to share a difficult day at work, only to be met with silence or a dismissive response. Over time, they stop trying. The veteran might interpret the distance as their partner pulling away, but in reality, they created the distance by not being emotionally present. Children can also feel the effects. A veteran parent who struggles with emotional detachment might be physically present, but emotionally absent. A child might stop sharing their successes or asking for advice because they've learned that their parent will respond with indifference or distraction. The child might start seeking emotional support from someone else, or worse, stop seeking it altogether. Friendships often suffer as well. A veteran might isolate themselves, turning down invitations or not responding to messages. Friends eventually stop asking. The veteran might think people have abandoned them, but in reality, they pushed them away by not being emotionally available. The problem is that the veteran rarely sees this happening in real time. They think they are protecting themselves and others by keeping their emotions in check. They think they are maintaining order by controlling the household. But from the outside, it looks like withdrawal, disinterest, and rejection. The slow realization of the damage. It often takes years before a veteran realizes the damage their behavior has caused. The wake-up call may come when a spouse finally asks for a divorce, a child pulls away completely, or a close friend stops returning calls. Suddenly, the veteran is left wondering how it got to this point. At first, the veteran might feel defensive. They might blame their spouse for not understanding what they've been through. They might think their child is being ungrateful. They might assume their friends don't care. But after the anger fades, the truth starts to settle in. The veteran's need for control and emotional detachment created the problem. Understanding this truth can be painful. Veterans might feel shame or guilt for not realizing sooner how much their behavior hurt the people they love. They might feel helpless, unsure of how to fix the damage they've caused. It's not easy to repair relationships once trust and connection have eroded. But the first step toward healing is recognizing the pattern. Veterans who are willing to face the truth can begin rebuilding their relationships. They can start small by opening up emotionally, even if it's uncomfortable at first. They can practice listening without trying to fix or control the situation. They can learn to trust their partner's feelings without seeing them as a threat to stability. Learning to let go of control. Letting go of control is hard for veterans because control feels like safety. But relationships aren't about control. They're about trust. Veterans need to learn to trust their partners, their children, and their friends enough to let go. This means allowing conversations to unfold without trying to steer them. It means accepting that not every problem needs to be solved. It means being present even when emotions feel overwhelming. Emotional openness takes practice. Veterans might feel like they're being weak by expressing feelings, but vulnerability is a sign of strength. Talking about fears, frustrations, and insecurities helps build trust. When a veteran opens up, their loved ones will feel more connected to them. Letting go of control also means accepting that not everything will go according to plan. A child might make a mistake. A partner might express anger or frustration. A friend might challenge the veteran's opinion. Instead of shutting down or getting defensive, the veteran can respond with patience and understanding. Rebuilding trust. Repairing damaged relationships takes time and effort. Veterans need to show that they are willing to listen, to stay emotionally present, and to allow their loved ones to express their feelings without fear of being shut down. Trust is built through consistency, showing up, listening, and responding with care. Apologies go a long way. Veterans who are willing to say, "I'm sorry for how I hurt you," can begin to rebuild trust. Honest conversations about why they struggled with emotional openness can help loved ones understand the veteran's perspective. The veteran's partner or child may not immediately trust the change, but over time, consistent emotional connection will rebuild that trust. Healing starts when veterans face the truth about the damage they didn't see. It takes courage to confront the pain they've caused. But with patience, honesty, and emotional openness, veterans can rebuild their relationships and reconnect with the people who matter most.